When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hi, everybody. This is Adriana Trigiani. I'm the host of You Are What You Read. I have the privilege of interviewing luminaries of our times about the books that shaped them from childhood until now. We get everybody from Sarah Jessica Parker to Kristen Hanna, Mitch Albom, Susie Essman, Craig Ferguson, Rainn Wilson, Amor Towles, you name it, they come, they share. New episodes of You Are What You Read drop every Tuesday on Apple, Spotify, or any major streaming platform wherever you listen to your podcasts.
Your morning starts now. It's the Q102 Jeff and Jen podcast, brought to you by CVG Airport. Fly healthy through CVG. For more information, go to CVG Airport /fly healthy.
Cincinnati's Q102. Jeff and Jen, it's 640. Sunny skies, hot again. High near 90, 68 at Cincinnati's Q102.
How about those Kardashians? They've been around for a really long time. 14 years keeping up with the Kardashians.
Is that all?
TV, that is it. Wow. The last season of Keeping Up with the Kardashians is going to air early next year. They made the announcement yesterday. Can you believe it?
I'm kind of sad about it. I don't watch the show. I mean, I feel like I'm the typical person that loved the show, watched the show forever, but yet has also like fallen off.
Well, the message said, "It's with heavy hearts that we've made the difficult decision as a family to say goodbye after what will be 14 years, 20 seasons, hundreds of episodes, and numerous spinoff shows. We're beyond grateful to all of you who've watched us for all these years, through the good times, the bad times, the happiness, the tears, and the many relationships and children. We'll forever cherish the wonderful memories."
Oh.
As of right now, E! Has no other shows in the works with the family.
I'm sure they will. You know it. I mean, Kylie likes publicity. It's just about paying her enough money.
And that's why I think that this is probably something they want, because now they don't have to be attached to the E! Network.
They're free.
They can do whatever they want and promote whatever they want on their own social media and YouTube channels and all that stuff.
That's probably what they're going to do. They're going to do KardashianTube.com, and they're just going to have live camera action of their lives 24/7. You can always tune in on one of them.
You're saying that, you know, you fell away. I mean, you were like their core diehard fan from the very beginning. You hung in there a long time, and then you eventually fell away maybe within the past 5 years or so?
I would say within the past, like, 3 years or so. Years. I just always liked having it on because it was just thoughtless television. If I was cleaning my house or just doing whatever, I would have it on.
Yeah.
And I even remember you and I went out to see when they first started their very first season or two. You and I went to Dash in Calabasas. Like, it was an actual actual store that you could go to and shop. And every now and then you would see one of the girls in there. And Jeff and I saw Kendall when she was probably, what, 8, 9, maybe?
Keep in mind, I had no idea where Fritz was taking me. I just knew that it was a show that she liked, and it took place here, and that there was a store, and that we met some famous little girl.
Yeah.
There you go.
We went to the original OG Dash way back in the day when it, like, first started. It was a neat experience.
But what did it say about the ratings, though?
They had been declining over the past few years. There had been a pretty steady bleed in the numbers there.
They don't need the show for their brand anymore.
They don't.
They needed the show for their brand early.
Right.
Now they don't.
And that's the thing also, I feel like, because they're on, you know, Instagram, YouTube, Facebook, their TikTok, their Snapchat, they're on all those. You see a lot of what they're doing in their everyday lives anyway. So do you want to tune in for the show? Because you kind of already know kind of ish what's going on with them.
Yeah. I just think it's hard for people to hang in there in a long form show like that.
That's a long time. 14 years.
In other E! News this morning, Ellen DeGeneres announced that her show will return for its 18th season on Monday, September 21st. So that's kind of exciting. She added, "I can't wait to get back to work and back to our studio." There we go. Back in the studio. That'll be something. And she said, "Yes, we're gonna talk about it." which I assume is a reference to the toxic workplace allegations that have been plaguing her all summer. The show has parted ways with three senior producers, but other than that, no other major changes have been announced. Meanwhile, the British tabloids have some new dirt. A former employee says Ellen tormented the staff who worked at her home. Supposedly, she put out traps to make sure they were cleaning everything and took kind of a sick pleasure in firing people.
I heard she took matchsticks and would put them like in cupboards so she could tell if they had been opened, if the cupboards had been opened and they had been cleaned.
Hmm.
Like, yeah, like crazy, wow. Crazy stuff.
Hmm. I guess you want to make sure you're getting your money's worth. You know, if you're paying somebody to clean your place, you want to make sure they're getting all those nooks and crannies.
She's walking around with that white glove.
Yeah.
Always feel confident on your second date. With help from the Plastic Surgery Group, schedule a consultation at 513-791-4440 or at theplasticsurgerygroup.com. Surgery has
an art. I'm Bradley Trainer,
and I'm Don McClain. We have a podcast called Blinded by the Item.
A blind item is gossip about a celebrity with their name left out. It's a guessing game, and you can play along. The item might be like, this A-list star carries a Birkin bag worth more than the average person's house to the gym to work out.
Pretty sure that's J-Lo.
And P.S. the person behind all of this is Kris Jenner,
LLC. We drop a new episode every weekday so the fun never ends.
Blinded by the Item. Listen wherever you get podcasts and watch us on the Blinded by the Item YouTube channel.
Well, Derek Hough is coming back to Dancing with the Stars. When I first heard that, I was hopeful he was going to be dancing because, you know, he is fun to watch. But nope, he's going to be a judge. Len Goodman. He's not going to be making the trip from the UK to the US to film the show. Thank you, COVID. Len's still going to be involved, although we don't know what he's going to be doing.
What was he just dealing with, Len Goodman? Didn't he have like some skin cancer scare or something recently that
there
he had to
some,
have tended to? That
yeah. Turned out to not be a huge deal, I don't think, and he was fine.
Yeah,
but
that's good.
Yeah, he's just not going to be making the trip. I mean, Derek first joined dancing as a guest instructor on season 4. And then he was a mainstay through season 23 in 2016. He has won the golden or the what, a mirror ball?
The disco ball.
The mirror ball 6 times.
6 times. Oh, wow.
Dang. Came in second twice and third once. So he is like the most awarded dancer ever.
He's
on the
great
show.
Great teacher, I guess.
He's really
he
good,
he
though.
So
I did.
Good.
I mean, I haven't watched that show in a while either, but he always had like. Such he was fun to watch because he's so quick.
And wasn't his sister Julianne, wasn't she kind of a judge there for a while or like a
mm-hmm.
guest judge on the show?
Yeah. Yeah. Hmm. She was around for a bit.
All right. Good for Derek.
I did look it up, Jeff. He did have a skin cancer operation, I guess. He's saying he's back to his gorgeous self after his skin cancer operation.
Oh, that's good. All right. Anything else on the e-news front, you guys?
Nope. I think we're good.
Okay. Hey, Justin, how are you?
I'm good, sir. How are you?
Doing good, doing good.
What are you up to today, Justin?
I am driving to work.
Are you excited about that?
I am. I actually just got off my 2 days off, so yeah, I'm ready to get back at it.
Any big meetings or stressful moments planned for the day?
Nothing planned. No, ma'am.
But you never know when something might. Are you anybody's boss?
I am not. I'm not.
That makes life a little bit easier, doesn't it?
Yes, ma'am. Absolutely.
So hard to be a boss.
What line of work are you in, Justin?
I'm in automotive sales.
Gotcha.
Oh, that sounds fun.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
What kind of cars do you sell?
Chevrolets and Hyundais.
Oh, fun. I used to have a Cavalier. It was my very first car I ever owned.
Oh, my goodness.
I know.
It's probably still on the road.
Yeah, it might be.
Do they still make those?
No, they do not. No.
You'll That's have to shoot me an email. I might be in the market for a truck.
Hey, oh, this is news.
That's just
a second vehicle? Or are you
potentially.
Gonna... Oh, wow. Look at you.
Well, we are building stuff and moving things.
Building and moving. Hey, and there you
absolutely.
Go.
Absolutely.
All right. Well, roads. Tim will be in touch.
Yeah.
So this is how this works, Justin. 30 seconds to answer 10 questions that begin with the letter of the day that Jeff is about to reveal. Please do not repeat any of your answers. And if you get hung up, pass. That is the key to winning this game, is to pass quickly.
Awesome.
What you got over there, Hefe?
Today, we have the letter M.
Oh, that's a good one.
As in magnificent.
Magnolia.
Magnesium.
Marvelous.
What about money, people? Money.
Money, 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 money.
Get yes. the money, baby.
Mischievous.
Mansplain. There's a lot of good words
like
here.
I don't know if any of those are going to be helpful,
but feel free to use them, okay?
Gotcha.
So I got 30 seconds on the clock here for you. I will not start the timer, though, until Jen finishes asking the first question.
All righty. Okay. With the letter M, name something you do in the fall.
Mow the yard.
Something round.
Marble.
A feeling.
Mood.
Something spicy.
Pass.
A company.
Merriweather.
Something green.
Pass.
Something dry.
Pass.
A car.
A Mitsubishi.
A bird.
A mockingbird.
I thought you were going to say Malibu for the car. So
that's
worth
a good
Chevy.
One.
I should plug the brand. Thank you, guys.
That's funny. That's a nice try, though.
They do still
you got
make
six.
The Chevy Malibu?
Yeah, it's hot.
Mm-hmm. Yes, they do.
Absolutely. They redesigned it. It's pretty sexy.
It's beautiful. It is.
Thanks for listening to the Q102 Jeff and Jen Morning Show Podcast, brought to you by CVG Airport. Fly healthy through CVG. For more information, go to CVG Airport / fly healthy.